Hey, big announcement from the governor, of course, earlier this week about the Michigan Reconnect program, $30 million to help some people out there reconnect, free tuition at community colleges. And we're delighted to have joining us Susan Corbin. She's acting director, Michigan Department of Labor Economic Opportunity. Good morning, Susan. Exciting program.
Good morning, Greg. Yes, it is. It's a very exciting program, and I appreciate having some time to talk to you this morning about the program. It really is historic. It's the largest effort in Michigan's history to provide free tuition for an associate's degree or a skills certificate to eligible adults in Michigan over the age of 25. So, yep. Yes, it really, really is an amazing program.
Yeah, I guess that's the biggest parameter. You have to be over 25, right?
Yes, you have to be over 25 to apply. You have to have lived in Michigan for over a year. You have to have a high school diploma, and you have to have not yet completed a college degree, either an associate or a bachelor's. This program is really targeted to the 4 million people in Michigan who do not yet have an advanced degree. They don't yet have an associate's degree or a marketable certificate that will help them on their career path.
How did this program come about, Susan?
Well, this is a program that Governor Whitmer proposed at the beginning of her administration, but it had clear, strong bipartisan support. She joined with both Republican and Democratic legislators and many state leaders to develop this program and get the program passed and funded through our state legislature. This is something that very clearly seen by all of our state leaders as well as our business community as something that we need to do in Michigan to become competitive. We have a real talent shortage. You know, prior to the pandemic, we knew that there were jobs in Michigan that were going unfilled because local employers could not find people who had the right skills to fill those jobs.
Right.
So we think that this program will go a long way to helping those kinds of issues.
And that gap's only growing bigger, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, I think that gap is growing, absolutely growing. And as we restart our economy after this public health crisis, programs like this will be critically important to help people get back on their feet.
What's the goal of the program? Is it to get somebody a job or get them back into school and into education?
Yes, yes. I know many of the people that are going to be interested in this program are already working.
Yeah.
But this kind of job will, to get an associate's degree can make an incredible difference in somebody's income. We know that statistics show us that, on average, a person with just a high school degree earns slightly above $40,000 a year. But with a two-year associate's degree, on average, people earn $10,000 more a year. This program also builds on a unique program that the governor started last year called Futures for Frontliners. That program was another unique program. It was modeled after the support that we gave to veterans after World War II to go back to school. This program was for frontliners, for those people who were on the front line working, keeping everybody safe during our stay safe and stay home orders early in the pandemic. The enrollment for the Futures for Frontliners program ended December 31st, and 120,000 of our frontliners applied for that program so that they can go back to school and get an associate's degree or an advanced certificate that they know will help them in their careers. So this program, Michigan Reconnect, builds on the Futures for Frontliners program. We know that there will be a lot of interest among our citizens in this program.
What if I live in Washtenaw, but I want to come to Jackson Community College?
Oh, I'm glad that you bring that up. That's an important part of the program for people to understand. This the Michigan Reconnect program is a last dollar scholarship. If somebody enrolls, you know, if they go to the Michigan Reconnect website and they enroll, we'll stay in touch with them to help them make the connection to their local community college. We'll also make sure that they complete their FAFSA form to find out what kind of federal support they are eligible for. If someone chooses a program that is not in their home community college, Michigan Reconnect will cover the cost of what the cost would be if they were attending their home community college. So they may have some additional costs if they choose to go to a community college outside of their home.
Really, this is a no-brainer if you want to get that that two-year degree.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, when you're working hard and you're raising your family, if you're a single parent, if you've been impacted by COVID, if you've lost your job because of the public health crisis that we've all been experiencing, I know it's hard to sometimes take that first step, to improve your situation. And this removes the biggest barrier that people encounter, and that is how to pay for an advanced education. That barrier has removed. So I really encourage anybody who has ever thought that they want to go back to school, even if you've started your degree at a local community college, please enroll because you're still eligible. So if you've made that commitment or you're thinking about doing that, visit our website at michigan.gov/reconnect. It takes 5 minutes to complete the application. You can complete the application from your mobile phone. So it's really a very, very easy first step. And then, we'll stay in touch with you through emails and other kinds of support that people get through their community colleges to start out on that path.
And of course, a lot of the classes now are online. You might not even need to leave home.
Right. Some people have extra time on their hands during this period. So you're right. Absolutely. It's the time to get started. And students or new students that enroll now, we expect can be in the classroom this summer. I had mentioned with the Futures for Frontliners that we had 120,000 people that enrolled in that program, and there are 15,000 people who are, in the first semester in seats at their community colleges.
So the best way to get started, Susan, is what, to go to the website or call one of the colleges?
If you go to the website and complete the application there, take 5 minutes to complete the application, will start to be connected. I know some people work with their local Michigan Works agencies. That's an entry point to get some really good guidance on what are some in-demand careers in your local area. Mm-hmm. Part of the goal of this is, we have people completing degrees or certifications for careers that are in demand, so that when they walk away from those programs, we know that there'll be a job waiting for them, in their local community at the end of that program. So the Michigan Works agencies are a good place for guidance on that, as well as community colleges.
Susan Corbin joining us today from the Michigan Department of Labor Economic Opportunity. Susan, appreciate the information. Exciting program.
Well, thanks for helping us spread the message on this program, Greg. It's important that we all be talking about Michigan Reconnect.
You bet. Take care. Susan Corbin, again, many ways to get information on that program.